Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Angel is off and connecting with a whole bunch of great business women today, and so she will not be in the studio, but you've got me. And that means I need you. Here's what we want you to do. If you would like to participate in the program, we invite you to call into our live call-in number, 303-632-4160. Again, 303-632-4160. And you can participate in any of the topics that we're going to bring today, and I invite you to do exactly that. For those of you who are in our national market, you're listening, and you've probably heard the national news that yesterday we had a tanker truck that exploded. Apparently, a wheel came off and exploded in the traffic on Interstate 25 and literally shut down the freeway all day yesterday and in through the night. And I just want to mention, it did make the national news, the Today Show and so on was talking about it this morning. I just want to say hats off to our crews who take care of the infrastructure of our, every city, every major city in the country has these crews. They're the unsung heroes. They make sure that the potholes are filled and the fires are put out and so on. And they literally had to rebuild a section of the interstate, both north and southbound, as this gasoline tanker exploded and literally melted everything down to the bones. So, just wanted to give a shout out to them. I'm just super blessed that they're out there and they're taking good care of us. Now, I want to draw your attention. I came across an article that is talking about leadership and. You know, we do a lot of talking about leadership here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Leadership is hard, and being the boss is hard. And Jeff Hayden in Inc.com came away with, he wrote an article coming away with several different things that bosses say to themselves every day. And it's probably counterproductive. In fact, it's certainly counterproductive to them that terrible bosses, you know, the bosses that really aren't achieving what they're doing or what they intend to do are saying to themselves every single day. And I'll give you an example. I shouldn't have to thank my employees for doing their jobs. You ever feel like that's going on where people are saying, gosh, you know, I work for you. I work my butt off. I take care of everything. And their terrible bosses are saying, well, gosh, why don't you, you know, just do your job and not complain about it? I give you a job. I don't have to thank you for it. So don't be a terrible boss. What should you do instead? Well, what you should do is reward. You know, they say that there is a better reward, even better than the paycheck, if you take care of people the way they need to be taken care of. If you care for people by giving them attaboy, it's even better than their paycheck. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that we should get rid of their paychecks, not at all. But the fact of the matter is, we want to give praise because praise motivates better than money. So keep that in mind. All right, another thing that terrible bosses say, and they shouldn't, is I shouldn't have to work under this kind of pressure. Yes, you should. That's the leadership club. Every boss is stuck in between, with employees being the rock and customers, vendors, investors, and even yourself being the hard place. You chose to be a leader. You started this organization. You should have to be able to work under this pressure. Who, if not you, who, right? The boss should be able to do that. If demands seem overwhelming and pull you too far away from your team, get your employees more involved in the projects and the responsibilities. And I'm pretty sure they're happy to help, especially if they gain skills and exposure in the process. So keep that in mind. Here's another one, and we're talking about things that terrible bosses say to themselves almost every day. And maybe you've found yourself thinking some of these things, and my role here today is to shake you up a little bit and think, well, gosh, I should probably not say those words. How about, I don't get paid enough to deal with this? You can fill in the blank for the last word, right? You're right. Great leaders are chronically undercompensated and underappreciated. And that's probably never going to change. But great employers see the satisfaction that they gain from praising, developing, and mentoring, helping employees reach their goals as a part of the total compensation package. You're right. You know, I don't think anybody gets paid what they're worth. But when you talk about, you know, there's obviously the exceptions. You want to get into the big corporates and talk about the golden parachutes and all of that kind of stuff. That's obviously the exception to the rule. But the great majority of us never get paid enough. But I personally take my satisfaction from helping others find theirs. And so great employers, they really do get that satisfaction from helping others develop. If you don't see it that way, maybe we should rethink whether you want to run a business, because you're pretty much going to always be dissatisfied. And then how about this phrase? Again, talking about terrible things that bosses say to themselves. My employees do better when I leave them alone. You really believe that? If so, that means you're the problem. So great employees don't need or want to be told what to do, but they do need to hear that they do a good job. It'll help them learn about new directions or strategies. Everyone likes some amount of attention. Just make sure the attention that you give makes a positive impact. Had a friend of mine on Facebook actually post a meme that said something to the effect of, if you only strive for positivity, you are off balance and lopsided, or something to that effect. And then a whole bunch of people chimed in and said, yeah, positivity, that's just overrated. It's nothing but a pipe dream. It's all that. Can I just tell you right here on the most positive business talk show in America, if you're striving for positivity, you're on the right track. You're doing something good. That's exactly what you should do. And I encourage you to continue exactly that. Strive for positivity, and you will never, ever regret that. Another thing, terrible thing that horrible bosses tend to do or say, I don't have time to deal with the politics or the agendas or the emotions. It's true, company politics, they can get in the way, right? They can, take total command over the operation. But too bad, it's your company. If the culture's bad, fix it. If politics keep people from doing their jobs, or performing as well as they could, fix it. Taking down any problems that make it hard for your employees to do their best is your job. Do your job. If you're the leader, step up to that leadership role. And then finally, one of the horrible things that bosses say is, I don't know why they're complaining. It was good enough for me. Whoa. Do you train your employees by tossing them into the fire just because that's how you were treated? I suggest to you that that is not. Whenever you feel like something was good enough for you, realize that it isn't good enough for your employees. Determine the best way to train and develop your employees and then make it happen. Dig down into your heart and say, is this the way that I treat my kids? Is this the way that I would handle my own children? I want it to be better for them than it was for me. So, great article, Jeff Hayden in Inc.com, talking about the things that terrible bosses say to themselves. And we certainly hope that you don't become one of those. There you have it. Our hashtag kindness act of the day today is to literally write somebody a thank you note today. Just one. You can just do one and start off small. Baby steps are good. But write a thank you note to somebody today before you leave the office, before you go anywhere or do anything. Literally write a thank you note to someone today and say, I'm grateful for the opportunity to know you, to hang out with you, to be a part of what you are doing. Listen, we've got to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got more positive business talk. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. If you'd like more information from us and how we can help you grow your business, give us a ring. It's simple, experiencepros.com, and click the free trial membership. We'll be back right after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Hi, this is residential real estate expert Dan Palomino from the Colorado Dreamhouse team. Listen, if you're thinking about selling your home, you want to get the...
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. Eric Raymer here, hanging out with you. Angel is off talking to a group of business women, and we are very thankful that you are tuned in. Let's talk about our next guest. Dan Blatt is the author of a recently published book, Understanding the Great Depression and the Failures of the Modern Economic Policy. He's got 50 years of experience in finance, law, media, and government. And for nearly the last two decades, Dan has been the publisher and author of Futurecasts online magazine. You can find them at futurecasts.com. He's a financial columnist for several business newspapers. He's been headed by the Miami Review, and he is with us today. Dan Blatt, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, Eric, and thank you for having me on the program.
Oh, it's a privilege, my friend. So you've got a new book, and we're talking about the Great Depression, and I don't think we're talking about the one in 2008 and following. Is that correct?
This is a second edition of it, in a sense. I've added interest rate suppression policy to the mix.
All right. So let's start at the beginning. We're talking about the stock market crash of 1929. What really caused the Great Depression?
Well, it was a lot more complex than you've probably read about in various articles. Most of the people who write about the Great Depression have ideological or political axes to grind, which is more important to them than the facts. The facts are, start back with World War One. Almost everything in 20th century history, and it appears in the Middle East at least, in 21st century history too, starts with World War One,
right,
which bankrupted the powerful nations of Europe and led to the Treaty of Versailles, which loaded Germany up with reparations and Balkanized the Balkans. But the United States got into the act in 1922 with the Fordney-McCumber Tariff, which piece by piece started a trade war so that the various nations of the world destroyed international markets.
All right.
And this came to a head in 1929. And you had particular events which triggered the stock market crash, but it all starts back with World War One.
With World War One, all right. And Dan, it's funny you mentioned that ideology leads to sometimes people take ideology more at face value than the facts. And
a lot of people think that the Great Depression is more useful as a phantom menace to scare people,
sure,
or as a part of their political or ideological
Well, let's talk about that, because if the economists are, instead of just talking the facts and reading the numbers and reporting the numbers, not just reading and, you know, you interpret, there goes your ideology again. But if economists are forecasting with a skew, how often do economists make wrong forecasts?
When the forecast is little more than you could do with a straight line graph and maybe a little adjustment, then, of course, if things are calm, it's easy to forecast.
Yeah.
But when turning points come, when you really need the forecast for economic policy purposes, I mean, how are you going to do economic policy if you don't know, have some idea what's coming?
Right.
On those occasions, the economic forecasts have been little better than astrology. It's the difference between astrology and astronomy. And that's what our mathematical models and our economic forecasters all too often are, the astrologers of economics.
Yes, yes.
Examining the omens in their mathematical models and declaring on whether they are propitious or not propitious.
You know, this is amazing. The book is called Understanding the Great Depression and Failures of Modern Economic Policy, and we encourage you to pick up your book. Dan, where do you want people to go to pick up a copy?
Well, of course, it's available at Amazon, and it's available at a lot of the bookstores, too.
All right, all right. And in the couple of minutes that I have left with you, I want to talk about what's going on in current politics and economic reshaking, you know, the whole thing. The Trump White House, a Republican Congress, you feel may actually radically reform certain consumer protections that keep the economy strong. You want to address that a little bit?
Yeah. We've had about 8 or 9 years now of interest rate suppression policy. And for that reason, the economies all around the world are getting leveraged up and therefore increasingly fragile. And now, slowly, interest rates are beginning to rise. And those rising interest rates will test the fragility of the economy. Whatever else you think about Trump and Ryan, their effort to unwind the red tape from the Obama period,
yeah,
and strengthen the economy is very important, because if the economy is not robust and flexible and capable of surviving and functioning in a market interest rate environment, then we're going to have trouble when Yellen gets her interest rates north of 3%.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's a fascinating conversation, and one that I wish we had extra time to discuss with you, because there's so much there. You know, the Great Recession, the Depression, the New Deal. There's so many things, but it's all covered in the book, Understanding the Great Depression and Failures of the Modern Economic Policy. The author is Dan Blatt, B-L-A-T-T. And Dan, if any of our listeners might want to follow you, is where should we send them? Is futurecast.com the best way to go?
Futurecast.com. My email address is linked there, and I can be reached by email, and I always answer my emails.
Well, we're very, very grateful for you, Dan. I sense maybe a small accent in your voice.
Do you?
Are you one of our friends from the New York, New Jersey area? Where are you from?
Yeah. As I get older, that seems to come out.
That's
when I was
all right.
Younger, people used to think I was from Massachusetts.
Okay.
And such, but I'm reverting to type as I get older.
And where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, of course.
From Brooklyn.
Brooklyn diaspora.
There you go. Well, probably nobody more capable of talking about this subject than you. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
That's Dan Blatt. The book, again, Understanding the Great Depression. You want to make sure you check that out and get a copy for somebody. If you like history, you're going to love this book. More positive business talk is just ahead. You're listening to Eric Raymer on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel is out, but we're doing it together. Let's go through the break. Remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
I'm Chuck.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. 30.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-500-5555.
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Very nice to have you along. You ever have one of those days, you know, those days where things could go awry? Well, I am determined to stay on my 24 hours of no complaint. So I'm not having one of those days, and I'm celebrating that now, 36 minutes into the show, we have... The video is up and running for our Facebook Live. Thank you for your patience for all of you who were reaching out to me and saying, gosh, where's that Facebook Live? It is up now. And I thought, you know something? When you have opportunities to celebrate things like a 36-minute delay, then we should probably go back and revisit some of the fundamentals. So let's take a journey to talk about perfect ways to start your day. This is Home of Business Talk, positive business talk. Angel is off talking to a bunch of business women about their businesses as well. So you've got me, and want to talk about how to start your day in a way such that a 36-minute delay or whatever the speed bump is in your life doesn't cause major trauma, right? So here's what I found on Inc.com. The Hartford gave us a great article to give some talking points here. And we believe here at Experience Pros that front-loading your day with the most important activities on your to-do list can actually have a huge impact on your small business and effectiveness as a leader. Remember, we started off by talking about leadership and what you know, the phrases, the words that come out of our mouths really impact our ability to lead, our ability to inspire, to motivate, and to effectively build a business. And so a couple of things that you can do to start your day to improve your life as a small business owner. Remember, when we're talking about business, the business itself is not what people purchase. People do business with people. And so the more we can refine ourselves, we can improve our lives the much better for everybody involved, because people really, the connection is with the person, not the brick and mortar. And this is an interesting thing. You know, we talk on a regular basis about things you can do in the morning to load your day for success. Most of them involve don't check your email. Don't, if the first thing you do when you wake up and so on, a lot of productivity experts tell you, don't check your email first thing in the morning. I have always kind of giggled at that point because it is the very first thing that I do. I check into Facebook. I check into when the alarm goes off, ding, 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 I tap my phone. My phone is my alarm. And I bring it into view and I search for what happened during the night. What's going on? Looking for news, looking for just a connection, right? And email is part of that. Here's what the Hartford says. Scan your email quickly. But don't get sucked in. You know, a lot of business owners would get would benefit from this advice. How do you avoid getting sucked into your inbox? Well, Julian Barkat, the principal and co-founder of Egg to Apples, which is a market and e-commerce agency near Philadelphia, recommends using filters and folders So low priority emails don't go into your main inbox. So each morning you can take a couple of minutes, just a couple of minutes, to scan your inbox for important emails that might require immediate attention, and then schedule a block of time later in the day to respond to the less urgent messages. In my own situation, I do the scan thing. It is how I actually manage my email. Now, I'm going to confess to you, I'm going to bring it up right now and confess to you, in my inbox, I have 10,120 messages, and 5,100 of them are unread. So, keeping that in mind, this is not really a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do. It is actually do-as-I-do message. But I scan. Now, I'm not real good at deleting. That's the big numbers there. But I scan for, is there anything that needs urgent attention? And then you can even go one step further. Is there anything that needs pretty much right away, early morning attention? I almost never find anything that requires urgent attention, and so I almost never use my phone to reply to an email. I would rather reply to the email when I get into the office, when I open up the business during business hours. And so on. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I don't want to train a behavior. I don't want, if people are writing to me at 9:30 at night or in the middle of the night. I got a phone call. I literally got a phone call at 1:30 a.m. And I thought, I'm not going to answer that. I don't want to train the behavior that's okay. And it was 1:30 a.m. on a holiday weekend. No, not going to do that. So scan your email quickly. Don't get sucked in. But do schedule a block of time in your day that is designed to do exactly that. Catch up on those emails. And I find that is a big thing. Let's go to number two. Get your blood pumping. If you exercise in the morning, you're more likely to fit physical activity into your day. In fact, one study found that if the tasks that you do during the workday can actually zap your willpower, making you less motivated to go to the gym later in the day. Now, Angel and I have for years now, I believe almost 3 years, been going to Orange Theory Fitness. It's a national brand. We go to the one at Parker and Arapahoe here in the Centennial, Colorado. And we build it into our schedule. And boy, it's so important. And today was one of those days. We go from noon to 12:45, right? It's a 45-minute workout, and we sneak that in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the reason we do that is because it really gets us focused on it clears out the clutter of whatever's going on in the office, gets us focused on, one could say, survival. Because I burn 1,000 calories in an hour, so it's about a 750 calorie burn in a 45-minute workout for me, and I love it, but it's hard, but it gets my blood pumping so that when I come into the studio and get ready to do this show, I am ready. I mean, I'm able to make executive decisions and problem-solving planning, all of that falls into place. And there's some science, according to Josh Davis, the director of research and lead professor for the Neuro Leadership Institute, says that all of these things, exercise actually helps doing all of that, reduces your anxiety and boosts your executive functions. Fuel your body. We're talking about perfect ways to start your day. If you're finding yourself in challenge, if you're finding yourself with opportunities to remember, we're not complaining. I'm on day 11 of the 24-hour no complaint challenge. Every time I don't make it perfectly, I got to start over, and I'm on day 11, but I'm working in that way. Fuel your body. Mom knew that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. She knew it. And turns out what you eat actually affects your productivity. Because food gives your brain the energy you need to stay on task. Stick with the foods that allow for slow, steady stream of glucose to enter your body. In the morning, one of the study contributors to this article says they drink kombucha, which is a fermented drink espoused by vegans. and water and eats a big bowl of berries with coconut milk on top for healthy fat. Eating whole and unprocessed food helps keep them focused at work, says my energy levels stay steady all day long. I've tried kombucha once. Not really going to go for that again. All right. How do you start your day? Well, how about following Mark Twain's advice? Every small business owner should heed Mark Twain's famous advice to eat a live frog first thing in the morning. What are we talking about? Well, do something that is dreaded, something that you would put off in any other scenario. If you can do something that you would not normally do and do it on the front side of the day, everything else is so much easier. And then finally, take some morning me time. Give yourself a little time to read, to have that extra cup of coffee, listen to an audiobook, read something spiritual. Find some zen in that. There are several things, thanks to the Hartford at Inc.com, that will get your day started off right. And of course, you know, the sixth and perhaps unspoken one is to tune into the Experience Pros Radio Show every single day. We'll be back right after these messages. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for pop.
KDMT.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk, and we are positively thrilled that you are with us today. Hey, listen, Angel is off talking to a group of ladies, so it's you and me, and I am thankful that you are with me. And if you want to join the conversation and call into the studio, we don't normally do that, but we want to open up the phone lines right now, 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. Feel free to call in and give your two cents on any of the topics that we bring to the table today. And I want to talk, are you ready to grow your business? I mean, are you really ready to scale this thing? And are you struggling with maybe, how do I know? How do I know if I'm ready? How do I know that it's time for me to hire more or go in and maybe go get a secondary outlet if you've got a brick and mortar or something like that? Is it really time to scale or to grow? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. You know, there are some of our companies. We here at Experience Pros, we service the small business industry nationwide. And many of our clients have struggled through, at what point do I start investing or begin to manage growth? And so here are a couple of things. Came across a great article that talks about successfully scaling and growing your business, becoming market leaders, and perhaps even household names. Before you decide to enter a high growth phase, though, a couple of indications that will tip you off as to whether or not you are ready to make such a move. And again, I'm going to give out that phone number, 303-632-4160. You can call in right now and chime in. And if you've got a question, I'd be happy to navigate that with you and answer it if possible. Number one, your head and your heart are in the right place. Now, let's break this down a little bit. Okay, so you had a good idea. All right, you turned it into a business. It's gotten off to a great start. But you've realized now that this right there, that's where the real work starts, right? You got to roll up your sleeves. Migrating from a startup to a fast-growing company requires passion and dedication and near total immersion. We talk about the entrepreneurial half days. You know, you work from 9 to 9. That's going to be the short end of what's real. I can't tell you the last time I've worked a 12-hour day consistently. It's usually when you're scaling up, when you're growing at an accelerated rate, it's usually a 15 or an 18-hour day. You say, oh, that's too much. I didn't want to do that. Well, maybe you can work smarter than I do. But ultimately, it's up to you. How are you going to deal with the pressure and anxiety, the enormous responsibility, and manage to balance all the other aspects of your life, like family and health? And I'll tell you right now, you're probably not going to be able to. It doesn't balance the way that the gurus all suggest that it might be able to. You can find balance, but when you're growing, when you're scaling, it's not always that simple. You know, we joke about this. I am the resident single experience pro, right? I've been divorced for, I think it's 8 years now. And, you know, I on occasion, I'll go out on a date or whatever. And I've had a couple of my dates say to me, you don't have time for me. That in fact, you're just too busy in your business. I think that's a fair assessment. I think that there is a time and a place for everything. We make time for what's important to us. I think everybody would agree with that. And right now, they're right, especially if you lead with that. You're absolutely right that right now I'm building a business. I'm building a company that is going to be sustainable and highly valuable, talking about 7-8 figures, valuable in the future. And so if that's going to be the case, now is the time for that. I also believe that if the right person came along, priorities are always able to reallocate. All right, so what's another sign that you're ready to grow? You're ready to scale your business? Well, look at your bank account. Is the money rolling in? Congratulations. You've started a business that people are actually paying you for the products and services. Pat yourself on the back. Most startups don't even reach that stage. Of course, revenue alone doesn't make a functioning business. Revenue and profits are two different things. And that's the thing. You've got to check out the difference between revenue and profits, because you might think, you know, how many people do we know that have hundreds of thousands of dollars coming into the bank? And then at the end of the year, they're like, how did anybody make a living here? My bank account is still empty. Because it takes money to make money, my friends, and revenue and profits are two vastly, vastly different things. So make sure that you know the difference. And if you don't, get yourself a business coach. We've got lots of them in our directory. You got to connect with Gary Barnes, Gary Barnes International. I'll tell you what, go check out GaryBarnesInternational.com. Click on the events. He's got his Business Mastermind Boot Camp happening June 24, 25, 26. And I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. You want to go? Angel and I will be there. We'll be the MCs of the program. And then we'll also be speaking on how to leverage major market media and make sure you get invited back again and again. I digress. Check your bank account. You need profits, not just revenue. Next one. You've assembled that killer team, and they have all that it takes in order to manage a much larger business. If you look around and you see a team that is ready and poised and willing to take the infrastructure that you've developed to the next level, then you're ready to scale. You're ready to grow that business. If you don't have that killer team yet, you're not ready. You have to have the structure, the infrastructure ready before you decide to scale. We talked about the cash in the bank, cash on hand. Cash flow is probably, and cash flow crises are probably the number one killer of small companies. So, yes, you've got profits. Yes, you've got revenue coming in. But is your cash flow where it needs to be? And I'll tell you, this is where a financial advisor comes in. And I strongly, strongly encourage you to have one of those, a business financial advisor. And then finally, do you have your processes in place? Are they documented so that, God forbid, should you get sick, something happens? You got to have that in place. Listen, we got to take a top of the hour news break. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got more positive business talk just on the other side of this. You've been listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Eric Raymer hanging out with you. Angel's away, but she'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com. This is...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.